Hey, now it works.
Yeah, hi. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So, I'm just gonna actually, I wanna make it quite quick. I don't wanna use too much of your time. So it's just a 10 minutes chat. We just kept it as 10 minutes for now. So
Yeah,
it
sure.
just wanna talk to you about like the insurance that you bought. You mentioned 6 months ago, right? So I just wanna understand a little bit more like why like what why did first of all maybe what did you buy? What was which what was the product that you buy?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's called Prudential Pru Premier. Pru Premier, I think it's the highest on Prudential. That cover including the private hospitals and the private specialists as well.
Oh, nice. And then like what how that happened? Like how did you buy it? What was the process of buying it?
Well, I already knew that I wanted to buy an insurance. The problem is just to do the shopping on which one is actually better than the other. I think in the past I already saw that because I obtained my PR, so I can actually use some of my CPF money to pay for the premium, right? So my friend actually recommended a website from the I'm not sure whether it's the MOH or the CPF board, but actually they have, since insurance is pretty much regulated here for the citizen and the PR, they actually have a massive table to compare each insurers, what are the plus and the minus, what are the coverage, the scope and everything. So it's really easy for people to compare one to another. But the website was not updated. I think it was the last update, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, and then they took it down. I couldn't find it anymore. So eventually what I did was I engaged somebody like a financial planner. I got a contact from my friend, then he basically asked about my situations, my nationalities, my long-term plan, my financial goals and everything. And he asked about hereditary diseases, if I have anything, congenital defects and stuff. And based on that, he also asked on what kind of treatment I'm inspired to, what I'm really most worried about. And eventually we narrow it down to this Prudential.
Nice.
I think we talk a lot about it, but what I really remember is that it's one of the, among all, with Aviva and all the Great Eastern and everything, I think is one of the one that has most network in terms of specialists,
I see. Okay.
which is important for me because I want to have that flexibility to choose which specialist I want to go to.
Okay. And like what
Yes.
make you buy like what made you buy that product now? Like what if you think about it, right? Like what happened to you that make you make that decision at this time of looking for an insurance product?
That's a very good point, actually. I think when I was young, or even like 3 years ago, I never thought about getting insurance of my own because my company covered it, and they're pretty generous about the coverage. Our group insurance already covered private hospitals. It's cashless basis, so even if I do so, when I went for surgery for appendectomy, and it is literally like cashless, everything is done transparent to me. And then I realized that, as you get older, I feel that it probably is not a bad idea to have it in Singapore because healthcare, though it's not expensive in the States, it's pretty expensive. Especially when, I think 3 years ago, my dad went for the lumbar spine surgery where they put the titanium screw between L4 and L5, and that cost me $65,000. It kind of freaked me out a bit. Yeah, so, and the insurance has this policy where they won't cover if they suspect that you might actually have it before you purchase the policy and stuff. And looking at the premium versus the benefit, or the sense of security,
And
I think that's the main issue. That's the main criteria for me.
And why that sense of security is important for you?
Because of what happened to my dad, I think.
Mm.
And I never imagined that would happen to him.
Mm.
And then I saw how painful it was for him. Basically that there's no question about it. He has to go for a surgery.
Mm.
And it sort of like sobered me up a bit, and knowing that, like, you know, it's like 65K just like that.
Mm.
3 days in the hospital, 3 days, 65K. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. And then when we were doing that, we bumped into this, and then when my mom went for a health checkup, we bumped into this lady who had a breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, I think there was just one type of pill that costs at least $1,000 per month to take, and she has like many different type of pills.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And when you were buying, what was worrying you about like the most when you were in the process of choosing a insurance brand or a company or a service? What was in your head?
I think first of all is that how easy it is to do the reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
Or another thing will be like I mentioned previously, like the coverage of the specialist is very important to me, because while I know that the specialists here are top notch, there I do have unfortunate events where I met a couple of them. They are not as good as you know they should be.
Mm.
So the scope, the coverage, the how easy to do reimbursement, and it, for example, it will be really great to have a cashless, so you don't have to use your credit card first and wait for them to reimburse, and you're nervous whether are they going to reimburse you on time. Why
all those benefits you think are important for you, if you think about it?
For the specialist is because I told you I already. Due to, you know, a lot of relatives that came here, I pretty much know that for certain type of diseases that which are really good, or I would have imagined I would have gone to them if shit happened to me. In terms of reimbursement, it's just for the cash flow issue. I would imagine that's a stressful situation, and I don't want to be in a position that I'm already stressed with being sick, and I have to stress about whether do I have the money on time. I think the third most important thing when I choose the insurance is a matter of how big the pool is.
Mm.
So insurance basically works based on, you know, the numbers, right? Mm. So how big is the number of people buying insurance under the same company, and then they're going to project what will be the cost and the provisions. So I don't want to be in the position where 5 years down the road and I need to switch to another company, because then it would defeat the whole purpose of getting the insurance as early as possible.
Mm.
I want it to be covered as of now, so if shit happens to me 2 years later, I know that I've covered already. Otherwise, I have to wait for like the 18 months or 24 months rule before you can start your treatment things, you know what I mean?
So you don't want to change in the future? Like, you want to make sure that you have a partner that enables you to, like, stay long-term with that partner, right? That's what you mean.
Yeah, and there's no gap of coverage. If let's say a Prudential collapse, okay, I hope not. Let's say Prudential collapse, and then I have to buy a new one from Aviva. I think the moment I bought from Aviva, I think I will not be covered for 18 months for certain things. Things that they think that you might have buy the insurance because you already knew that you have that disease, then you will not be covered.
I see.
So I don't want that lapse. I don't want that gap. So I want the company that, you know, the business continuity is there, and there will not be any lapse or gap for my own coverage.
Do you think like that product transformed you in some way, or do you think this purchase make you like different, or like what do you think that compared to
me poorer every year? But I think that the cost outweighs the benefit. The feeling. Well, I think I think, I mean, certain type of critical illnesses or say something, it might not be covered anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to a certain point, there's a sense of security, there's a sense of contentment, knowing that, well, you are prepared to for rainy days,
mm-hmm.
not for the massive storm, but at least for the rainy days, you're covered. I think for now, that's the only things that I'm really worried about. And maybe when I'm 4 years old, when I'm 50 years old, then, you know, like 10 years from now, and I start thinking about adding up the extra coverage or, mm-hmm. or yeah, other things.
Okay, cool, perfect. Thank you very much for your answers.
Uh-huh.
I hope it had
happy
recorded.
To
okay.
Okay, but then you give it a check.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. Bye.